If you watch them for bleeding, there are some women when they deliver, they are normal the first 4 hours.
A maternal health worker at the Bensonville District Clinic shows the room where mothers are monitored following delivery. Most women in Liberia deliver their babies at home. After delivery, some come to hospitals or clinics like this one to have their babies and themselves examined.
This come in because I'm willing to give it 4 hours, this and no car.
Mary Moses walks 3.5 hours to this, the nearest clinic, for a prenatal checkup. But now, only weeks before her due date, she says she will not be able to make the walk anymore.
I can walk for now, my bike. Can give me heart and soul, and they say I will not walk this thing.
The lack of roads, public transportation, clinics, and a dearth of professionals trained in obstetrics are all reasons officials say that so many women die in childbirth in Liberia. The health system and infrastructure are still devastated following the civil war that ended in 2003. Health Minister Walter Gwinigali says the government and aid agencies are focusing their limited resources on recruiting and training midwives, who frequently oversee pregnancies when there is no medical professional.
We need to have like 1,400. We have less than 300. So it's a very big problem. And it tells you, that when you look at the statistics, it tells you why you need to have people to do the work. It is obvious that the women who are delivering are not delivering into safe hands.
Tinapu Tobi is one of those midwives who is being trained.
Happy to myself, my daughter. Yes, happy to her.
She says she is learning how to handle complications of pregnancy. She says she wishes she had learned earlier. 2 years ago, she was helping her daughter give birth. There were complications and her daughter died. She says she carried her daughter to the hospital, but it was too late. Toby says the baby also died. Liberia has one of the worst maternal death rates in the world. Health workers say while midwife training will likely help, it could take years before maternal health really improves. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Bensonville, Liberia.